And emergency calling on the iPhone is what you're going to kick off with this week. Anyone that gets into, say, an urgent issue requiring to call emergency service to iPhone, it does make it easier for us to do.
It does, and people do get into issues out there as well. So it is something for you to learn how to do. This post is up right now on my website at talktech.com.au. So, you know, if you've got an iPhone, I urge you to go over and make sure you know how to do this. So if you've got an iPhone 8 or later, what you do is you press and hold the side button and a volume button, and what happens, Lee, is an emergency SOS slider appears.
Okay.
And if you drag that slider, it will call emergency services. If you continue to hold the side button and volume down instead of dragging the slider, a countdown begins and then an alert sound, so your phone starts beeping out there very, very loudly. And at the end of the countdown, the phone will automatically call emergency services.
That is more than handy when it comes to emergency calling there. What about to make the call if you've got an iPhone 7 or even earlier?
What all you do, Lee, is you rapidly press the side button or the top button 5 times and the emergency slider appears. You can drag it to call. Now, after the calls end on both of these, your iPhone will also send your emergency contacts a text message with your current location, unless you choose to cancel it. Now, if location service, you're one of those people who turn it off, don't turn that off, people. It will temporarily turn it back on. So if your location changes, your contacts get an update and you get a notification about 10 minutes later. So a lot of things are there to take in. Make sure you've got emergency contacts on your iPhone as well. But a couple of handy tips there, I think, Lee, if people ever get into trouble and they've got an iPhone.
More than handy when it comes to emergencies, and you want something easy to understand and nice and quick, don't you? Because you don't want to be mucking around when you're involved in an emergency.
And you can practice these things as well without calling emergency services.
That's right, you can do that well before the event. What about Netflix trying to make it harder to share and steal accounts?
Yeah, believe it or not, there's a trial floating out around the world, but you know, sharing your Netflix account, you're supposed to share it in the same household. I've got to say, Lee, nobody seems to do that. But Netflix are probably looking at trying to get making it more difficult, and they're testing a feature. So what happens is you get a pop-up on your screen if you're not in the same household saying, hey, notice you're not here. This is how you sign up for an account. They're doing this, and it's only a trial, but they've got lots of coverage on Friday in the media. That's why I'm bringing this up as well. It's an experiment to try and weed out hackers who sell Netflix accounts in online marketplaces, allow people to pay that one-time fee to piggyback off a paying customer for the account. Netflix are behemoth. They make lots of money out of this as well. But, you know, you probably don't have to worry. But if they don't get a handle on this, it might start to roll out around the world.
Okay, so this is trial only, isn't it?
Trial only at the moment. So, you know, and I haven't seen anybody in Australia who's got this, but a lot of media outlets ranked me on Friday. That's why I thought I'd bring it up for the listeners.
Fantastic. A lot of people do have Netflix, so thanks for bringing that to our attention. And let's round things off this week. We're on to Facebook now. They're planning to take on Siri with the new Hey Facebook voice activation feature.
What a stupid idea this is, Lee. I've really got to say this. So, you know, as we know, we've got iPhones, iPads and all that. We say that Hey, that name as well, you know, which comes along. Amazon Alexa are exactly the same. Facebook is now introducing a new Hey Facebook wake word for its own smart devices. So they've got the Facebook portals quite like that. I've got one on my desk as well, which is designed for people who want to just interact with Facebook on its own device on there as well. And they also have got the Oculus Rift as well, which is a virtual reality gaming device. So what Oculus Rift users can now do is say, hey, Facebook, take a screenshot. Hey, Facebook, show me who's online. They're rolling it out to the other devices. And so Facebook will record and transcribe what the user says. If you're worried about what Facebook's listening to you, you might actually want to go and disable this on any device that you've got.